CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. This is GB2RS. It's Sunday, the 15th of September 2013. Here are the main news headlines. ARDF success in Poland, RSGB construction competition, National Hamfest at Newark. The 19th IARU Region 1 ARDF Championships have been taking place in Poland during this last week. UK radio amateurs will be delighted to learn that Robert Vickers won the M70 sprint race with Bob Titterington, G3ORY, coming third. That's two podium places for the UK in the fiercely competitive M40 Foxerring race. Steve WQ was 19th and David Heal, G6HGE, was 23rd. In the M50 Foxerring, David Williams, M3WDD, was 8th, and in the M60 race, John Marriott, RS20538, was 9th. Sadly, Gilliam Ullesberger, M0JIN, had a tougher time in the women's competition, but was placed 14th in the W50 sprint race. Congratulations to all the UK entrants. If you want to read more about it, go to www.ardf2013.pl. A reminder to constructors, designers and programmers that the closing date for the end of September for registering an entry for the RSGB construction competition is fast approaching. Entries don't have to be complex or innovative, and help will be available to write up your project if it is selected for publication in Radcom. We have a great panel of judges: Eben Upton, Raspberry PL Foundation, Joe Taylor, K1JT, Olof Lundeberg, G0CKV, and Steve Hartley, G0FUW. In part, the competition is about recognising that a unique aspect of amateur radio is our freedom to innovate and to use home-constructed equipment on the amateur bands. So let's celebrate this once-in-a-century competition. Full details, this is a long one, I'm afraid, rsgb.org/main/about-us/RSGB Centenary 2013 Centenary Construction Competition. I'm sure you can find that on the main RSGB page without having to remember that long URL. The National Hamfest, organised by the Lincoln Shortwave Club, in association with the RSGB, is being held at the usual venue in Newark on the 27th and 28th of September. On both days, the doors open at 10 a.m, and this is lining up to be the best show ever. Particular note this year, Ofcom staff will be available to provide advice on licensing questions, as well as to deal with license revalidations. The August issue of IARU Monitoring System newsletter reports it already received reports from several countries about unlicensed operators using VHF FM handhelds in the 144 megs band. These include such wide-ranging activities as taxi nets in the Canary Islands, fishery operations in the Bay of Biscay, and a number of undefined private users in Germany. The IARU monitoring system asks that all radio amateurs to be aware of this situation. Additionally, they should inform their relevant national authorities when this type of activity is encountered, and please to log the reports of any amateur band intrusion online at tinyurl.com/2-meter, misspelt M-E-T-E-R, -intruder-watch. That's tinyurl.com/2-meter-intruder-watch. GB3GV in the Leicestershire Repeater Group's 23SEMS TV repeater has had a 437 MHz digital receiver installed. Thanks to the efforts of Peter G8DKC and Nigel M1NAS, video from GB3GV is streamed to the internet and can be viewed at www.batc.org.uk. Further, and the latest information on GB3GV can be obtained at http://gb3gv.co.uk. NASA astronaut, fortunately I've just had it jump forward, NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins at KF5LJG is scheduled to launch aboard a Soyuz spacecraft on the 25th of September to join his expedition of 37 crewmates aboard the International Space Station. Whilst he's aboard the ISS, he will install amateur radio video gear on the International Space. He received pre-flight training on how to commission the equipment. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today and tomorrow by MAPLE and DARC in Langer using the 160-metre, 80, 40 and 20-metre bands with CW, SSB and data signals. Tuesday and Wednesday, the call signs in the hands of Northants Communication Club, running on the 6 to 160-metre bands with SSB and data. On Thursday the 19th, Loughborough and DARC will be in Shepshed, running HF and VHF with CW, SSB and data. Friday and Saturday, the call sign will be used during Railways on the Air in Chesterfield on 80, 40, 20 and 6-metre bands, as well as 2 metres to 23 SEMs. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website. On the 18th of October 1924, the first radio communication contact between the UK and New Zealand took place between Cecil Goyder, G2SZ, at Mill Hill School, and Frank Bell, Z4AA, in Shag Valley, South Island, New Zealand. The Radio Society of Great Britain, in partnership with groups of UK amateurs in the UK and New Zealand, invites participation in celebration of the 90th anniversary of this event in October 2014 by recreating that original contact between UK and New Zealand on the 80-metre band. For 2013, there will be activity preparing for the celebrations next year, and the special call sign GB2NZ will be active to stimulate the interest in celebrating the event from the 5th to the 25th of October 2013. It suggested that those with suitably equipped stations might like to join in the dry run tests in October 2013 on 80 metres. Others might like to make contacts with New Zealand amateurs on the HF band. See www.gb2nz.com for full details. Up-and-coming rallies, today the 15th of September, the Torbay Annual Communications Fair will be held at Newton Abbott Racecourse, Devon, TQ12-3AF. There will be trade stands, bring and buy, and RSGB book stand. Doors open 10 a.m. admission £2. More from Mike Dixon, 01803557941. Next Saturday, the 21st, the Fog on the Tyne Rally will take place in Whitehall Road Methodist Church Hall, Bensham, Gateshead, NE84LH, organised by the Angel of the North ARC. Admission £1.50, doors open 10:30. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, as well as an RSGB book stand. More details from Nancy Bone, G7UUR, 01914770036, evenings only. Sunday the 22nd of September is the Pencoed tabletop sale on Pencoed RFC, Philindra Road, Pencoed, near Bridgend, Charlie Fox 35-5 Papa Bravo. Doors open 9:30. More from Jerry on 01656-80761. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news and in Radcom, please email gb2rs at rsgb.org. on now to news of special events. GB4KL will be on the air from the National Trust property, Kingston, Lacey and Dorset on the 14th and 15th of September. A number of Northern Ireland amateurs will be transmitting from Stormont Castle using the call sign GN4KPT today, the 15th of September. This activation is part of the Castles and Stately Homes on the Air Heritage Month and will be on the air from 9:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. on SSB and CW over a number of frequencies, conditions allowing. More details, www.cashota.co.uk. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the inception of RAF, Flying Dales GB50FY will be on the air for 2 weeks from the 17th of September, operating 20, 30, 40, 80 and 180. Me0NKF will be on the air for Railways on the Air from Middleton Railway, Leeds on the 21st and 22nd of September, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. QSL card is available. On the 20th of September, the Norman Lockyer Radio Group will be operating a special event station, GB6TOB, to celebrate the start of Stage 6 of the Tour of Britain cycling race from the East Devon town of Sidmouth. The stage will start on the stunning Jurassic coastline seafront of Sidmouth. The race brings with it a media circus and the event will be streamed live on TV and radio. Visitors to the town are advised to arrive early to get the best vantage spots. The special event station will be located at the Norman Lockyer Observatory, 1 mile east of the town. Full details, www.qrz/GB6TOB. They welcome visitors to the site. The station will be active on all bands 0800 to 2000 UTC. DX News Now and Yoshi, JJ8DEN, will be active as Fox Oscar stroke KH0PR from French Polynesia, visiting Rayo Atoll, OC238, 18th to the 25th of September. He'll operate CW and digital, 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL JJ8DEN. Randy, AJ7G, will be active as stroke 4 from Cedar Keys, NA076, on the 18th and 19th of September. Plans are to be on the 15, 17 and 20 metre bands, SSB and digital, QSL direct to the home call sign. Tony, PA9CW, is now active as stroke P from Texel Island, EU038, until the 21st of September. Activity will be 30 metres, CW, sometimes PSK or RITI, QSL PA9CW, by the Bureau or direct. Marek, SP51SZ, well, that could be SP5ISZ, will be active as Sugar Victor 8 stroke SP5ISZ from Milos Island, EU067, until the 24th of September. Activity will be holiday style on the HF bands, depending on propagation. QSL via his home call, Bureau, EQSL or LOTW. Contest news, the Worked All Britain 144 Megs phone QRO contest takes place today, the 15th of September, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 6th of October. Full details and log sheets from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.co.uk, or the contest manager G3XKT, aebbooks@ntlworld.com. The second 70 megs contest takes place today, 15th of September, 0900 to 1200 UTC. All modes exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. The second leg of the WAEDX contest ends at midnight on the 15th. This month it's SSB, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange a signal report and serial number. Note, Europe works, non-Europeans only. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs EU contest takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 22nd, practical wireless 4-metre contest runs for 4 hours, 1200 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Later in the day, from 1700 to 2100 UTC, the BART-675 contest takes place. All activity, 75 board RITI, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just the serial number. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 6th of September to Thursday the 12th, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 13th. Once again this week, solar activity was not what would be expected considering the present stage of the sunspot cycle. This week saw only a small number of sunspot groups on most days. On the 9th, only one very small sunspot group was visible, with all the groups small and stable. Solar activity was very low every day, except on the 6th when only C-class solar flares took place. Solar flux levels declined from 101 units on the 6th to 93 by the 11th and 12th. The average was 96 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 12th was 113 units, which is 1 unit down on last week. X-ray flux levels declined from B3.1 units on the 6th to A7.9 units by the 12th. The average was B1.1 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day with an average of AP5 units. The most disturbed day was the 12th with an AP of 7 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds vary between 320 and 420 kilometers per second. Particle densities were low except for a brief increase to 22 particles per cubic centimeter during the afternoon of the 10th. BZ never varied more than minus 8 and plus 10 nanoteslas during the period. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. Later in the week, old regions are expected to return and rotate into view. Until then, solar activity is expected to be very low, but could increase to low on some days. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 100 mark or slightly below, but could increase later in the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to increase tomorrow, due to a small recurring coronal hole. Quiet conditions should return by midweek. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 23 megs for the south, 20 megs for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 11 megs. Paths this week to the Middle East should have a maximum usable frequency with 50% success of about 24 megs. The optimum working frequency with a 90% success rate will be more like 18, so the best time to try this path will be between 1000 and 1500 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to news for the UK Midlands. Advance notice on the 19th and 20th of October. Everyone is invited to join the Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society in celebrating the official opening of its new clubhouse at the 12th Rugby Scout Headquarters, Boughton Lee Community Junior School, Wetherall Way, Brownsover Rugby, Charlie Victor 21-1 Lee Matengo, by operating in Jota with the 12th Rugby Scout Group over the weekend. There'll be barbecue on the Saturday afternoon. On Sunday the 15th, Withal Radio Club has a club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. The advanced course is on Monday and Tuesday, seeing a talk on Having Fun with RF on Tour by Callum, M0MCX and others. On Friday it's the Shack Social at 7:30 p.m. and next Sunday there's the regular club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. Details from Chris, G0EYO on 07710412819. Monday the 16th, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club has CW tuition. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922614169. On Monday, Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a club net on 145.375 megs. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363 for more. Monday also, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is looking at the new equipment in the shack. Details from Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242699595, daytime. Monday, South Birmingham Radio Society has a meeting in the shack and coffee morning from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. On Tuesday, all are welcome. On Thursday, the training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and on Friday, there's work in the shack. More from Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696359. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has a net on 145.250 MHz from 7:30, and everyone is invited to join in. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having an operating night using the Cobweb antenna. For more, contact Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, on 01858 432 105. On Tuesday, 17th of September, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is having lunch at the Cross Hands, Brockworth. On Thursday, it's time to look at the next club project. Details from Derek Tom, G3NKS, 01242 241099. Still on Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has a video show. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the SHF 23 SEMS UK Activity Contest, and on Wednesday the full licence training course takes place. More information from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email m0zcr@live.co.uk. Still on Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is looking at radio rallies with Ian, G8SNF, more from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. On to Wednesday the 18th of September, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding a general meeting, ragchew and training classes. More from Norman, G8BHE, 07808 078003. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is looking at the available TDARS kit on loan and its uses. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952 299677. Thursday the 19th, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society has a natter night. Details on the club website, www.salop-ars.org.uk. And on Friday the 20th of September, Coventry Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the Great Egg Race. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958 777 363. Friday, Hucknall Rolls Royce Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting starting at 8:30, followed by a members' forum where members can express their views and feedback. More from Dave Wild, G1YAI, email to treasurer@hrrarc.com. Saturday the 21st, Rugby ATS is holding a committee meeting and setting up a new clubhouse. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788 578 940. And Saturday and Sunday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is taking part in Transmission 2013. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906 905071. Also, Saturday and Sunday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is taking place on Railways on the Air. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476 402 550. And that's it for another week.